Good morning. Once again, I have the pleasure of talking to Kimberly Martin. She is the lady, the head honcho, the brains behind the KLM Foundation, which is a foundation that helps people get through school. It helps with books, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And Kimberly, thank you for joining us once again. And for those who don't know, give a brief synopsis of what the KLM Foundation does.
Sure. And hello, Kay. And thank you for having me.
Yeah.
I'd love to share about the KLM Scholarship Foundation because it is my baby.
A lot of people
help me with it. Mm-hmm. But the whole goal of the organization is to promote the value of higher education college and to provide book scholarships, academic book scholarships to college students who really could use the financial help. And over the years, what I found out is that that number is not decreasing. It's only increasing because the cost of a college education is just going up, up, up.
Basically, the costs are increasing. That goes for textbooks as well.
That's correct.
Now, how much money does the average college student spend on textbooks per year?
Okay, so the last information that we had from the federal government is that depending on the school and the curriculum, of course, but the student could pay up to $1,500 a year.
Wow.
So that's two semesters. And, you know, of course, that doesn't include all the other miscellaneous expenses that
exactly.
they have that we try to help them with. Mm-hmm. But yeah, $1,500 is, you know, that's that chump change.
So that's not included like in a scholarship itself. If you get a scholarship to college, that doesn't include the tuition books?
That's correct. Not always. You would think that. And I thought it for years, but not necessarily. It depends
really?
On the scholarship itself. Some scholarships will just cover, you know, tuition, room and board.
Okay.
And then others will just cover tuition. It just depends.
Even with all the online information, and there are online courses, et cetera, books are still the actual hard copy, paper, and is still a big deal with college students.
It certainly is. And what we found is that, yes, now textbooks are offered online. But what I'm finding is that, of course, then you have to have a tablet or the electronic device to, you know, to display that information. And all students are able to, you know, have that. And then sometimes with the online version, it's different from the book. So if you're trying to follow along with your professor, it could be confusing. You could get a little behind and off kilter.
Okay, so how many students actually are provided scholarships through the KLM Foundation, or book scholarships, as you call
book
them?
Yeah. Actually, from day one, we've given away 147 book scholarships. Last year was amazing for us because we were able to give, we met our 100K milestone. We have given away nearly $116,000 in book scholarships.
That's a lot of book scholarships. Wow.
Yes. You know, the volunteers, I always have to give my volunteers, you know, credit. They're awesome. They help me. And the time that we spend, you know, at night and on the weekends trying to get things together, doing our pulling our fundraisers together, it's just truly amazing how a core group of great volunteers can make things happen. I mean, no one is paid and all of us have full-time jobs.
Wow. That's all I have to say for that. Wow. Kimberly Martin is my guest this morning. She's the head honcho, the president of the KLM Foundation. If you know of someone who's going back to college or starting college, it's very expensive. The KLM Foundation offers book scholarships. They help cover the cost of all those textbooks, which, as you mentioned, Kim, run up to $1,500 a year or maybe even more. Who is eligible? What are the requirements?
Good question. Our eligibility requirements include you need to be full-time at a Virginia four-year college,
okay.
and you should have a 3.0 GPA or better. Mm-hmm. And we try to target students who really have a special financial need. And what I mean by that is we have an application process that allows the student to explain in detail, you know, some of the financial struggles they're having. So an example would be we've had a student who applied for a book scholarship where their parents had three kids in college at once because it was twins. And then, of course, you know, of that particular student.
Uh-huh.
That's a financial hardship.
Yeah.
No matter how much the parent makes, that's a lot of money. And of course, we've had a student this past year. My heart went out to her, and we were able to help her. You know, her mother had passed away, and then her father was working, but he's a full time dad. But you know, he couldn't afford college for her, so she could really use that type of help.
Exactly. Now, do you have like a salary cap?
You know, we're actually bouncing that idea around because, you know, we do have some parents who really are considered middle income,
right,
or median. You know, it's not like they're really, you know, in the lower income bracket. But but if you have a mortgage, you have cars,
tapped out.
Yeah. I mean, you may have medical bills. Mm-hmm. You know, so we haven't put a salary cap. We kind of look at it in its totality, as a
case by case basis.
That's correct.
Where do you find most of your students?
Well,
where do they come from?
Wow, they come from all over. Okay, yeah. That's a good question. We hear from local high schools.
Okay.
We hear from churches. We hear from folks who have heard us on, like, your radio show.
Mm-hmm.
The internet, of course, Facebook. So they come from all over, and we're just elated to be able to help them. It kind of solidifies what we're doing and says, you're doing the right thing. People really need your help, and they appreciate it.
How many students did you help last year?
36 students.
Wow.
Yes, it was so awesome. We gave away a little over $36,000 just last year.
Wow. And all that money is being raised by volunteers. Mm-hmm. How many volunteers on your staff now? Do you have a staff? Or?
I can't say I have a staff. I'll say I have really close friends.
Yeah.
But, you know, because once you volunteer with us, I consider you a friend, and mm-hmm. I consider you part of my family. But we have about a core of about 10 people who are helping us. And, of course, my husband. And we're always looking for guys to help, but it always ends up being mostly us girls.
Now, why is that?
I don't know.
Why is that?
We love the guys and want their help, too. But especially when it comes to our fundraisers.
Mm-hmm.
Because we want to make sure, you know, we have the, you know, our upcoming fundraiser is the 7th annual Black and White Affair.
And that's in April, right?
Yes, okay. April 4th at the Children's Museum at 8 p.m. And we want to have the guys to come out and help us, but we also want them to have them come out and dance with the girls. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, and play some of the casino games.
You had a bachelor action or something like that?
Ah, that's a good idea. Maybe you should consider it.
Is that a Black and White Affair? Is that what you call
mm-hmm.
it?
Yes.
Does that mean a black tie?
Oh, no. Actually, it's not black tie, but it's party attire.
Okay.
Black and white. And we normally have a touch of color. Mm-hmm. Last year was the first time we did that. And on Facebook, we let folks vote on the color that they wanted.
Okay.
And so the majority came up with the voting for the color red. So we had a touch mm-hmm. of red last year.
Oh, nice.
This year they get to vote. And we actually had a logo that was created by one of our students. It's awesome. People should go see it on Facebook. You can, you know, Google us for Facebook or regular
KLM Foundation, by
yes.
the way.
Yes, yes. And so our colors that the student, one of our students, his name is Michael Stephenson.
Hi, Michael.
He attends, George Mason University. Wonderful kid. He just designed a logo for us and gave us a color scheme. Kelly Green and Navy Blue is awesome. So this year for our Black and White Affair, folks can vote on our touch of color being green or blue.
Okay, that was Michael, one of the recipients of the book scholarship?
Absolutely, for two years.
Oh, okay.
He's awesome. I love him.
So you... recipients could have it for more than just 1 year.
Absolutely, yes. Okay. So we tell them it's not automatically renewable because we're not always sure how much is going to be available. Mm-hmm. It's just based on how much we raise.
Okay.
But we really aspire to support them multiple years. We even had a student who got it 3 years. I don't think we've had a student who's had it 4 years straight. But yes, we always want to support them all the way through.
Alumni, do you hear from them often?
Oh my gosh, let me tell you.
Please do.
One of our alumni, her name is Casey Easley. She now works in the governor's office. She received a book scholarship from us a number of years back.
Okay.
Casey has been giving back every year since she graduated from Hampton University.
Yeah.
She gives back financially, but she also volunteers with us.
Uh-huh.
She's just an awesome young lady. I've had her to come back and speak at some of our fundraisers, and she's been extremely active. She's just like our role model alum.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
So they're like paying it forward, and it just keeps growing and growing and growing, like the snowball effect of goodwill.
Yes.
Do you need more volunteers?
Oh, absolutely. We're always looking for good
volunteers.
As a volunteer,
what can a person expect to do?
Oh, okay. What we're looking for lately is volunteers to help us with sponsorships.
Okay.
Corporate sponsorships. Absolutely. We really, really need help there. We kind of struggle in that area. So it would be awesome to have additional folks to help us with that. We're always looking for folks to help us with marketing and help us to promote our fundraisers and things of that sort.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
But it's plenty to do, and we can put them to work.
And where would they get more information on how to contact you, et cetera?
Oh, that's a good idea. Our website is www.klmfoundation.org. Mm-hmm. And there you'll find all the contact information for getting in contact with me or anyone from the organization. And also they can contact us via Facebook. Mm-hmm. And we're the search is just KLM Foundation on Facebook, and you'll find us there.
Kimberly Martin, my special guest. She's the president of the KLM Foundation, helping young people continue to give back through their community by setting a standard of offering these book scholarships for college students. It's a wonderful organization. I wanted to ask you, what's the driving force behind all this? Why do you do this?
You know, YK, it's a really personal story close to my heart. When I was in college, mm-hmm. I struggled financially. I had great parents, you know, working class parents who couldn't afford to pay 100% for my education. Mm-hmm. So they supported me as much as they could. I got funding from Pell Grants, and I also, but the bulk of my education was paid with student loans. And what I found out a couple of years is that, okay, I qualified for a certain amount for loan, and mm-hmm. it covered my tuition, room, and board.
Right.
But then I couldn't get enough money to cover my books. Okay. So it was always like a struggle to, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? I have to have these books. So during that time when I was in college, going through that, I always knew I'm going to give back. I thought I was going to be, be a millionaire by now. It's still not too late, but I'm a working class girl, which is good. But I said, when I hit it big, when I get my millions, I'm going to just take money out of my pocket and give back. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not a millionaire yet, and I emphasize yet. So I said, what else could I do in the meantime? Right. You know, how could I help? And then I remembered back to that was such a, struggle for me, and I'm sure mm-hmm. others are still struggling. I found out that they are. So that's the driving force, and knowing that it makes a difference. And, I hear from parents as well as students. Mm-hmm. They send us notes all the time saying, thank you. It really helped.
Yeah. Wow. Well, continued success, especially with the fundraiser coming up on, what was it, April 4th at the Children's Museum of
That's
Richmond?
That's correct. Uh-huh. 8 p.m.
Okay. At 8 o'clock?
Yes. And actually, people can buy tickets now.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. We have we have an event website. And actually, the guy who does the website, he donates his time. I'm surrounded by these awesome people. But our website is www.theblackandwhiteaffair.com, spelled out. Mm-hmm. Theblackandwhiteaffair.com.
Okay, and then everybody can get more information on that there.
Yes.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to see you. Good luck with the Black and White Affair coming up, and we'll talk to you again later this year and see how things are going.
Thank you so much, Kay.
All right.